when the flavors weren't right early on to figure it out, trial and error, and did what they need to do. It would be interesting to go there and actually try some of their stuff on tap to see what they've got. It would be pretty cool.
Oh, gosh, yes. Yeah. I mean, I think it would be great to have that.
But, I mean, I've always wanted to go to Japan anyways, so maybe someday we'll get to go. Mike will put us on the Suds jet and Sip Suds and Smokes jet and fly us over to Japan to do a tour.
That'd be great. All right. Well, let's shift gears and let's go to Yoho Brewing Company in Nagano, Japan. So they were founded in 1996 and since has grown into one of the most renowned craft breweries in Japan. In recent years, their craft beer has also been attracting a growing attention worldwide. They are passionately dedicated to their mission of providing truly original, high-quality craft beer to people around the world to bring small happiness and make the world a better place for Japanese beer.
That's cool.
I know. That is
so almost
cool.
30 years.
Right?
They've been in business. That's crazy, man.
I mean, that is crazy. I love their website. It's really sweet. And I love the can art that's on here.
They seem very fun.
Yeah, like, they do. They do. And very, like, modern. Yeah. But we'll continue in just a minute.
Rolling clouds and crashing surf, iridescent dunes reflecting by the light of a rising glowing moon. Seashore mesmerizing, night breeze hypnotizing, we've come across these back roads none too soon. Look to the left, to the right, keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love, our eyes ahead on these back roads with a view.
Welcome back, everyone. So today we are doing a little tour of Japan and Japanese beer, that is. And right before the break, we started to talk about Yoho Brewing Company in Nagano, Japan. And forgive me if I'm saying that wrong. And the first beer that we are going to discuss from them is the Soyubi no Neko.
Nero.
Otherwise known as Wednesday Cat. It's a white Belgian ale. So the Wednesday Cat is made for happy hump days. Spiced with orange peels and coriander seeds, this Belgian white ale has a light citrus note and a smooth finish that comes from the wheat. This meowsome beer will help you get through the rest of the week. And it's 5% ABV. So in 2013, this won bronze in the international beer competition for the Belgian style whipped beer. And in 2011 to 2014, they won gold in the Monde selection. I don't quite know what the Monde selection is, but
I do not know.
But that's cool. One thing that we started talking about before the break was the can art on this brewery is so completely different than the Echigo beer.
Mm-hmm.
But anyways, okay, so Belgian white ales, what do you think?
Not really my style. I mean, hey, I had my Blue Moon phase back in the day. And
didn't we all?
You know, but, with almost all Belgian beers or all Belgian beers, they're very yeast driven. I mean, that's what they're known for, whether it be like, you know, like the lambics and other sours or whatever, or you know, the wit beers or even the Trappist stuff, you know, everything is really driven by the yeast, and that's, you know, it is what it is. Some to me work better than others for my palate, you know, but this one, is like it, other than the fact that it's really clear. And I usually think more of those Belgian wit beers as like being a little hazy and everything. This one's very clear, very pale gold. It's a really pretty color. But it definitely has those strong yeast notes in the nose. You know, coriander and a little bit of that nanner on it.
Mm-hmm.
Good mouthfeel, though. It's not overpowering. And I actually can kind of appreciate this one. But it's not something that I would personally seek out to drink if there was other stuff around. But since we're tasting it and trying it out and rating it and everything, I can definitely appreciate the fact it's a pretty well-made Belgian-style wit beer.
Yeah, I think so.
What are you thinking?
All of the above. I'm actually kind of impressed by this for what it is. And again, mm-hmm. it's not one of my favorite beer styles either, but I think for what it is, it's really good. Kind of creamy up front.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a little slick on the tongue, like a
good wheat beer is going to give you that. Yeah.
And just a nice finish. Yeah. Kind of impressive. So what shall we rate this?
Oof.
Three. Okay.
Yeah, we'll go three.
Gonna rate it a three. And
a Belgian wit beer lover might rate it a little higher. Hard to say.
Sure. Yeah. We're biased because we're not Belgian wit fans per se.
Sure.
And what would you pair this with?
Oh.
Is this sushi material?
I don't know, man. Like some of these beers, and that's part of the problem I have. I think maybe... What do you usually rate a pair of Belgian wit beers with, like maybe a nice, some salty, fatty meats or some cheese, something that'll cut through some of this yeast flavor?
Yeah, I'm thinking of like fondue or something, you know, like
something like that. I don't know. What do Belgian people eat? Like, you know, waffles?
Yeah. Lots of waffles.
Yeah, sure. Belgian waffles. That's what I'd pair it with.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fine. All right. Are you ready for this one?
Yes. But let me ask you this.
What?
Riddle me this. You know, we actually did some research on Japan when we were doing this. And by mm-hmm. research, I mean we listened to a bunch of Japanese music and stuff.
Yeah.
And like what's kind of stood out to you on some of the stuff we were listening to, you know?
They love rockabilly. They love... It seems like all things mid-century.
Yeah.
Which is kind of interesting for me. And they love metal and they love Iron Maiden. I mean, not that I blame them.
They can't all be good things, right?
Oh, whatever. But I do know that a lot of bands really truly enjoy going to Japan to tour there because the fans are so respectful, like for any genre, unlike... other parts of the world can be, you know, which I thought was kind of interesting.
Yeah. I'm impressed at like the presence of women in like really heavy Japanese music, you know, and not necessarily just in straightforward ways, but like I remember in college I got introduced to like Shonen Knife way back in the day, and they were, you know, post-punk kind of mm-hmm. Rock band that formed in like the early 80s, you know, in Japan, all women band, three piece.
Yeah.
But then like, we still see stuff like, what is it? Otokabe Beaver, or I probably said that wrong. It was like, we watched some of that Tiny Desk concert series.
Yes.
And they friggin' like tore the roof off that place. And you know, even from like Kill Bill, remember the 5, 6, 7, 8s?
Yeah. Oh,
I mean,
yes.
Like surf kind of punk.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, that is so awesome, man. And like, you know, and then baby metal, obviously everyone loves baby metal.
Oh gosh. Yes.
You know, and I don't even know, like, how would you describe baby metal to someone who had never seen it?
Oh, so... It's like, it is a metal band, but it has this like,
here's how I would describe it.
Okay. Yeah, maybe you can describe it better because take
Sailor Moon cosplay girls.
Okay. Yes. Because that's how they're dressed.
Back them up with a pretty freaking heavy glam metal band. Or maybe postmodern punk metal. I don't know. Anyways, a really heavy metal band and three singers in the front, and they're dressed probably inappropriate, but they rock pretty heavy. Yeah.
Well, they do, and it's like U metal too. But
yeah. All right.
Anyways,
let's drink this last beer.
So the Sorry Umami IPA. It's the sorry I didn't ask you what you like. It's a beer that their brewers wanted to drink and not normal people. So they're using bonito flakes, which it facilitates beer fermentation. It also adds fruity tropical fruit flavors. And in a case you're wondering, the beer doesn't taste like fish. So they classify this as an experimental white ale, and it's 6.5% ABV. And interesting enough, won silver in 2016 at the International Beer Competition for freestyle high alcohol light ale.
Nice, flavorful, definitely doesn't taste like fish. Got a great body to it. Does have some fruit flavors. I love this beer. Solid.
Oh my God. This is really good. And the creaminess. Yeah, this is a 5 for sure. Wow. Overall, this is a good flight.
Great flight.
Yeah. Well, that's going to wrap it up for today's episode. Good old boy, Dave. Thanks for being here.
Bye.
This is good old gal Juliana. Keep on chugging and catch you next time.
We hope you enjoyed this episode. If you're listening to us online, do yourself a favor and tap.
Just tap it in.
The subscribe button.
Give it a little tappy. Tap, tap, tap-a-roo.
The easiest way to listen to our show is to ask Siri, Alexa, Google, Uncle Larry, or whoever it is that talks to you on your phone. Play podcast, Sip Suds and Smokes. We love your feedback, and you can reach us at info@sipsudsandsmokes.com. Our tasting notes flow out on Twitter and Instagram with our handle @SipSudsAndSmokes, and our Facebook page is always buzzing with lots of news. You'll also be able to interact with the thousands,
millions, and millions
of other fans on those social media platforms. Do us a favor. Take the time to rate this episode if you're listening to us online. That's a big help to us, and we get to see your feedback as well. Come back, join us for another episode. And keep on sipping.
Production of Sip Suds and Smokes, a program devoted to the appreciation of some of the finer slices of life. From the Dude in the Basement Studios, your host, the good old boys, will see you all next time.
You can deny all the things I've seen. All the things I've discovered, but not for much longer. Because too many others know what's happening out there.
I want to believe.
Hi, this is David Duchovny, and you're listening to CJSF 90.1 Burnaby.
This is a tune called Postal Code.
Ever since I moved closer to the mountainside, I finally see the rain and the stars are clear in the sky. This little town is slowly shrinking down to half the size. Maybe it's you, maybe it's me, maybe the truth just isn't that deep. You asked me to stay, I lied through my teeth. The falter rock bottom isn't that steep. I can't stop running out. Nothing's fixed by a brand new postal code.
Thank you. our era in the age of despair. The passing of my youth is too painful to bear.
Sloan, and you are listening to Noise of Carpet on CJSF 90.1 FM and CJSF.ca.
sky.